Second by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and the county auditor has made its approved budget transfer for engineering for purchase of 8 computers and 7 chairs in the amount of $11,626. Item B is consider approved budget transfer for Road Bridge Precinct 1 for additional cost for supplies. Item C is consider ratify approved receive and file agreement between supervisor and call receptionist safety check officer in Jefferson County for providing services for COVID-19 call center. Item D is consider approved revised amended budget for Title IV E Legal Services Contract for Texas Department of Family and Protective Services this fiscal year beginning October 1st, 2019 to September 30th, 2020. Item E is to consider and approve utilizing available capital funds for Road Bridge Precinct 1 to purchase 2 F-350 crew cab trucks and silly dump truck due to delay in production. Cost not to exceed $74,000, which includes lighting and accessory. Item F is to consider approved applying for Texas Historical Commission Grant Round 11 for courthouse restoration project. Potential funding request will be $5.5 million for potential match of $2.214,068. Item G is regular county bill check numbers 470778 through 470986. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver and Oliver, any discussion?
Just on item F for the restoration grant. Mr. Leach is here, should be our safety, want to file, or have filed their addendum to the revision to the master plan. And he's also in the process of filing the application for this grant. So if there's anyone from the court that has any questions about this program, Mr. Leach is prepared to try to answer those questions if you have any.
I don't have a question, but I want you to give us the overall briefing of it. For what money is going to be spent, that makes it my first time seeing.
Okay, what we're planning on doing, if you remember the renovation that we did to the first floor and to the basement, where we replaced all the air conditioning units, replaced all the ductwork, upgraded the electrical, upgraded the fire alarm system, installed the sprinkler, fire sprinkler system. And we did some minor repairs and restoration work to the building itself. These are the same components, but now we're moving up to the second and third floor.
Is this, you say potential match? Is that something that's to be determined? Is there guidelines that they're putting out that we don't know yet whether the match will be?
We don't know how much they'll award. They have never awarded an amount over $4 million. And so we're asking for $5.5 million. And, you know, the match could change. Probably something we're going to discuss into the next budget year, going to budget year. And we've had conversations, Commissioner Arnold and Mr. Leach and I have had email communication with the Texas Historical Commission, and we can change our minds depending on what the financial situation is at that time.
Let me ask one question on that, because you prompt something, it's for you. When we look at the match, will this be over 2 budget year cycle, Mr. Leach, where we could possibly split that match up? Is that a possibility?
Yes, sir, I think it's probably a probability, because by the time that we hear that we get the grant, then we have to produce the construction documents to do that. That's going to take us well into the end of the year. And the work itself, like the last time, took a little more than a year to do. So we're looking at going through probably 2 Octobers with this project.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, once we get the amount that the grant will be, then we'll look at what the scope, right now what's in the application is the second third floor, it's for about 6.7 maybe, 6.8. So, you know, if you've got, you saw the math on that, it comes up to 2.2 roughly, I don't know if that's a 25% match. You're required to have 50% matching. Yeah, it's something we got to talk about.
The bigger match you put up, the more points you get on your grant application.
John, we had this discussion, and I'm trying to remember what the outcome was, but on the third floor, maybe those air handlers have the HVAC for the fourth and the third floor, without doing any ductwork on the fourth floor, what some of that third floor HVAC work take care of future issues with the fourth floor, is that even in the scope of this project?
No, sir. Some of it will take care of some future issues with the fourth floor, as well as you've done some things on the third floor with the energy conservation work that was recently done or being done right now. So those things will play into this, and we'll be able to use everything that you've done with the energy management program.
Okay. So we're getting some, but if we get this grant and if it's approved, we'll get some benefit for the HVAC for this floor, because those air handlers, if I'm not mistaken, were like 30-something years old.
Yes, sir. We're planning on replacing all the air handlers on the third floor.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chief. Anything else, Mr. Swain?
Judge, I just need, I'll need your signature on page 21 of that application so that I can file that.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under County Commissioners, item 8, consider public service and authorize county judge extend the declaration of local dispatch date 3/13/2020, pursuant to section 418.108B of the Texas Government Code. Item B is considered a publicly approved resolution for fair housing month. Item C will be tabled. Item D is considered approved accepting donation of hand sanitizer from ExxonMobil pursuant to section 81.032 of the Texas Local Government Code. Via addendum, item E is considered a publicly approved donation of 15,000 gallons of gasoline from ExxonMobil and Tricon to first responders pursuant to section 81.032. Texas Local Government Code at the County Service Center. Item F is consider possibly approve the appointment of Larry Grantham to fulfill the unexpired term of Paul Beard on the Board of the Spain Nature's Navigation District of Jefferson County, which is my appointment. Do I have a motion on both items under Commissioners?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Sinodal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Question on the field, Patrick. How does that... Is it only going to the service center?
What's your question?
Yes.
Yes, they did not want to deliver to multiple locations.
We gave them all the locations, and they're going to do a press event on Thursday. They wanted it to be available to law enforcement. I think that was where most law enforcement filled up.
Well, we do have a tank in Port Arthur where a lot of the shelf that we fill up.
Well, I'll talk to them about that.
Most of the shelf that is in the constable spot where the rally is.
That's the guys I've been out to after 14 days having we're up and on Plant Road. We've been doing work on their road over there. That's where I was asking that question. Let's make sure when we in those rooms talking to them, they understand that our precincts are essential services. We chose not to, but we are. And the work that's going on, make sure.
I'll do this with them. Either way, I'm not going to turn down 15,000 gallons.
No way. But, Frank, you can answer this question. When the sheriff's deputies fill up on our precinct tanks, aren't they charged with the gasoline back there by the city? They have a bar, they have an ID that they have to use when they're filling up their vehicle.
normally it's just any outside entities that are outside the general funds that we can charge out.
I thought it was a process, and that's where the allocation to another department was.
Yeah, we'll double check,
So you're saying when the patrol units go to the precinct board and fill up, are they inside your fence line? Is the fuel pump inside or outside?
It's inside, and we have one deputy that has been passed on the vehicle there. I don't know if he's still living or not. We'll check on that part, but yeah, I really thought that would be credited back to us in some form or fashion.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county tax assessor collector, may consider approving property tax refunds of home tax solutions in the amount of $5,966.20 in accordance with property tax code 31.11, refund of overpayment in excess of $2,500. Item B is consider approving property tax refunds to Stuart Title in the amount of $6,398.13 in accordance with property tax code 31.11, refund of overpayment in excess of $2,500. And I spoke to Ms. Guest before the meeting, and she says they were duplicate payments. I guess they paid them twice, so they're Title Company apparently paid them twice, so they're refunding the second payment.
I've never in my history here, that's why I asked questions about it. I've never seen this before, to be honest with you.
We've had several.
Yeah, this past year, so we've had several.
We determined they needed to come to you, and that's all.
Oh, so they were coming all the time.
They should be coming to you.
Okay.
Yeah, motion on the item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall. Second by Commissioner Settle. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under county treasurer, item A is receive and file the investment schedule for March 2020, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. And item B is consider possibly authorize county treasurer to execute a release of excess collateral of Wells Fargo N.A. for the funds of Jefferson County. Any motion on those items?
So moved. Sir.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Second by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye. Opposed. Patrick, this is that excess collateral release is for the money that we're moving into another account because of the reduction in what is this release for?
Charlie here.
Thank you.
Yes, Jeff, we do this periodically. Is that we release the excess collateral right now? We have, well, we're releasing $40 million. That means we're probably going to have around about 15 million in excess collateral to cover all of our deposits, so we should be good.
Good deal.
All right. MIS and legal counsel requested us to table that one. So that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the board would bring the attention of the public without our taking action?
Yes, Judge. I think the governor opened a lot of stuff back up, and you don't have to. You can allow more than one family member in. Sheriff, this doesn't apply to you, but I did get some calls concerning officers not using discretion. I think it was more Port Arthur and Beaumont police officers. Two little ladies go to the store. If one can't drive, they won't let them in the store. I think discretion, if we have to go back to that, where only one person allowed. I understand the spirit of why they tried to do that, but common sense, they were offering to show their license that they don't live together, but one didn't have a car, couldn't drive. So I received some calls this weekend. I told them I wouldn't, but the governor opened it up anyway where it's not required, it's just one thing. But it was a sheriff that was more municipality and law enforcement being real strict on that. I think discretion is out there. I don't know. Thank you.
Emergency order that I issued yesterday morning removed the 24-hour curfew.
backlog of tests that haven't come in. I received a couple of calls in reference to the nursing home. Do we still have a backlog?
We had some from the Oaks and from College Street Healthcare. We didn't do the Oaks. They hired a private contractor to do that. I think all of the tests have come in from College Street Healthcare that we did. We had a death there yesterday from one of the residents yesterday. A 73-year-old male, I believe. My test almost in all cases coming in within 48 to 72 hours. The only ones we had that were messed up were the ones at College Street Healthcare because they were done on Easter weekend. Flown up there on Monday, got up there and got on the machine, which had to be stopped and was paralyzed and recalibrated. So those were some of those 7 days coming in. But all the rest of them have been good so far.
Are we doing more tests? Do we have more tests? Because I know in my precinct that there's a need for testing. No question, no doubt.